I'm a fireball.
And good morning, everybody. It is the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340 KXEO Sports Talk. Matt Pilger, your host, and hosting as well, Michael Doherty, another host over here, Leighton Maskey. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, we are ready for another busy Buzzer Beater. And hopefully, you know, I had a couple of Buzzer Beaters last night.
Oh, yeah?
We'll talk about that a little bit later on. You, on the other hand, did not. Yours was not a Buzzer Beater.
No, it wasn't. It was close in the first half, but yeah. Then the Mexico Bulldogs boys pulled away in the second half. A nice win against Osage last night. It is the day after Valentine's Day, and even though the Chiefs didn't love us in the Super Bowl, I think I'm still in love with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think I am, too. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what Travis Kelce does.
Yep.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Yep, the retirement discussion's on the table. We will take a check of that, but we have live guests in our studio this morning. Joining us from the Centralia Lady Panthers basketball team, we have sophomore Ryan Gordon in the house. Want to say good morning to you?
Good morning.
And we also have junior Braylon Brunkhorst. Dean, good morning. Hey. Glad to have you guys in here. Fresh off your win last night against Monroe City. First off, congratulations on that. We're going to start off with Ryan. Tell us a little bit about that game and coming away with that victory last night.
Thank you. Yeah, we started a little bit slow, and it was really close. And playing up north in that atmosphere is just insane. It's so loud. You can't hear anything your coach is telling you. But you just got to play through all of that, and we did, and we came out with the win.
Very nice. We should say welcome you into the show as well, Braylon. And how did you do last night individually, and how did you think your team did last night?
Shots personally weren't falling. I think that was our lowest scoring game of the season. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we were mentally tough, pushed through. I mean, again, going up there, you're not going to get those calls, and we just play through it.
How close of a game was it?
7 points. 50-43.
How close was it going into the fourth?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Was it a close game? I mean, was it a couple of buckets?
It was very close.
Okay.
We should mention that the Centralia Lady Panthers are 23-1 on the season. You are currently riding a 15-game winning streak. Last year, the first Final Four appearance ever for Centralia Lady Panthers basketball, and I know you guys have eyes on doing that again this season. We're going to talk to you a little bit, Ryan, about the team this year. How's the chemistry been? Obviously, it's very good. We're looking at the record, but kind of talk about your personal experience on the team.
The chemistry is great. We all enjoy each other, and we like to hang out outside of basketball. So the friendships are there, so it's easy to hold each other accountable and not be upset with each other about it. So that's definitely helped us this season, just working together like it's easy for all of us.
Ryan, what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'9 with basketball shoes on.
Okay.
Nice. We're going to talk to Braylon here because you've already reached 1,000 points in your career and you're only a junior. You know, talk a little bit about your role on this team. We've called your games before. We know you can hit it from three and you have a nice game on the inside. You're a sharpshooter, but talk a little bit about what basketball means to you.
Basketball to me is just some place just to go and play free and have fun with my friends. And like Ryan said, like this team, like they're all my best friends. Like they make it easy. They make it fun to go to practice, fun to go to games, pregame locker room, you know, it's great. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't be as successful. We couldn't be as successful without anyone on our team. And I'm just so thankful for the Centralia basketball experience that I've been able to have.
Talk a little bit about your teammates. Who's the one that's making all the jokes on the team, keeping everybody in a good mood, if you will?
Maddie Johnson, Elon Bostic.
No doubt.
There's some good one-liners in there, too.
They're great. I mean, so many laughs. It's just awesome.
I can't think of a time when we're together and we're not just rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, no.
Very nice. Your coach is in her third season. She obviously has had some success. Talk a little bit about your coach, Megan Brinkman, if you will.
Great coach, like very supportive of everyone. I love her. Like we wouldn't be possible without her. And then Coach Sant, Coach Ellis, like everyone, like, they all do their job. They watch countless hours of film. They're so dedicated to this team and program. And, I mean, they're hard on us. They keep us accountable, but can also have fun with us as well.
Let's talk a little bit about a game that is looming, that is on your mind, South Shelby. It's going to be a big showdown there. I think South Shelby is at 22 wins, somewhere in there as well. This is going to be a showdown at South Shelby. Kind of your all's thoughts on that upcoming game.
Again, like playing at Monroe, playing up north, they have really good atmospheres. Everybody brings it in their town. Like, it's just a great community up there, so they all support, and it shows. So it's just going to be a dogfight like usual. So we just got to grind it out, hopefully come out with the win.
Yeah, we have a target on our back. We beat them last year in the quarterfinal game. So, I mean, they're going to want it, but I think we want it more.
And is it the last game of the regular season for you guys, or is it the next to last?
No, we play two games after.
Clark County and then Hallsville after that.
Oh, okay. So you got three left.
Yeah.
Okay. Is you get ready? I mean, this is going to be a good tune-up to get ready for districts. Obviously, another team.
Sure.
I mean, where is districts for you guys this year?
At home,
yeah,
in Centralia.
Yeah, talk about the importance
Ryan,
of that. I mean,
Ryan's like, at home,
Mexico has gone into Centralia and played there, and that's a tough atmosphere. Your community shows out and packs the gym there. Yeah, is that a bit of an advantage going into districts? And we'll talk about some of those district teams here in just a minute.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our community is great. The support we get is just absolutely phenomenal. Like, packing our gyms, I feel like teams come into our gym and are like, oh, here we go. Student section's great. So, I mean, yeah, it's fun.
Very nice. We're taking a look at, some of the teams that you guys are going to be playing over there in your district right now. Bowling Green is in there. Montgomery County, Mark Twain. And,
does that sound familiar?
Yes.
In North Callaway.
She had a really serious look at her face. I wasn't sure if we were...
Yeah, no, you're good.
it kind of looks like potentially a matchup between Montgomery County and Centralia. Have you guys looked at Montgomery County yet this season, and kind of your thoughts on that?
I followed them a little bit on Huddle. I mean, I'm always watching film. That's mostly what I do in school after my work. So, I mean, yeah, they're going to be tough. Every team is a challenge.
You know, I think that's probably the biggest change in high school sports in the last 30 years is the availability of video.
Well,
I don't even want to tell them what kind of video I was watching when I was playing high school football. We watched video for 30 minutes after one practice.
On a projector,
yes. is what I was getting ready to say, and I really didn't want to say it in front of these two. And we didn't, you know, that's the film that we got on a weekly basis. I mean, nowadays you can go to Huddle and kind of dive in on however long you want to, as long as you.
Our coaches dedicate hours of watching film. Like, it didn't matter who we play, record, like, they are going to have a scouting report and everything. Like, just so grateful for them, and, like, I don't know, they really help us be prepared. They prepare us very well.
Mm-hmm. Ryan has her phone out before we go on the air, already just picking up a couple of games from last night that they're talking about. Yeah, it's very, very accessible now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good thing, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
I would love to have had that as a high school kid.
It definitely helps out for, prepping before the broadcast, before the game. let's talk about your goals going into districts. Is it a Final Four? Is it a state championship? What are your all's goals?
Obviously, a state championship would be nice. That's everybody's goal at the beginning of the season. And I just, honestly, I don't care how good we play. Like, everything that we do this season, it's all about getting 1% better every time. We just need to get 1% better, and I think that'll lead us. Like, doing what we need to do, what we can control, that'll get us to a state championship.
How much were you involved in last year's team? I'm curious, as a friend, because you would have been...
She was very involved.
Okay. Okay. Involved. No, I just wanted to know, because I know obviously you're a junior, and I know you were involved last year. I just wondered, how much does that sting? How much is it still there from losing last year, as close as you guys got?
Losing to Eldo did did suck a little bit.
It was sucky. I think we can put it that way. Yes.
Don't worry, Dad. She said sucky.
But it was still a great experience. I mean, first time in school history we've ever been there, and it was making history. Yeah. And
I don't think anyone was disappointing me. I mean, obviously it hurt, but we accomplished a big goal last year, and I think we can only build from that.
Ending on the win, too, was nice.
That was nice. Ending on a win.
Yeah, third place finish in the state, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, we want to wish you guys the best of luck as the season rolls along. And if you get the state, you win that state championship, you got to promise to come back in and do the show again.
Yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely. Bring all your teammates.
Yes. There we go. We'll fit everybody into the studio, and we will definitely be talking about that for a while. From the Centralia Lady Panthers basketball team, sophomore Ryan Gordon and junior Braylon Brunkhorst, thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, we are going to get back and do the roundtable momentarily on the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. You're listening to Sports Talk.